This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk, rooted in over 100 years' experience placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome, everybody, to the NCIA Cannabis Business Summit. I'm Radical Russ Belville with Cannabis Radio and The Russ Belville Show. Thanks to our sponsors there at Norick. And joining us here at the desk, we've got Nancy Whiteman. She's the owner of WANA, W-A-N-A. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Russ. It's great to be here.
So tell us, what is WANA?
WANA is an infused products company based in Boulder, Colorado. We've been in business since 2010. We're one of the original and one of the largest, and we think one of the finest infused products company in Colorado and in the country.
So the infused products have been under a lot of scrutiny lately because there's been some high-profile stories about people overdoing it with the edibles or kids getting into them. How has that affected the way that you deal with the industry and how you work with your products and the people that are using them?
That's a great question. One of the things, Russ, that we did literally from the day we opened our doors and years before it was required by law, but we always third-party lab tested the potency of all of our products. So our products have always had a reputation for consistency, and they continue to this day. Everybody knows that if you have a WANA product one day, it's going to be the same the next day. Secondly, the industry has made big strides in this area. For starters, now lab testing is mandatory on the recreational side, about to be on the medical side in terms of potency. Also has to be tested for homogeneity, so it has to be equally distributed through the entire product. But a lot of it really comes down to education. And we have a sort of a slogan that we use. I'm a member of the Cannabis Business Alliance. I'm the chair of the Edibles Council that says, start low and go slow.
Yes.
And a lot of it is all about educating consumers and also educating the bud tenders on working with patients and customers to understand how to have a positive experience with edibles.
Well, that's I think the important thing is this is a, you know, something that just needs education. I know in Colorado, they just passed a law banning certain gummy shapes.
Yes, that's correct.
Has this changed your
no,
products?
No, it hasn't impacted our products at all because we never had products that were in any of the banned shapes. What it is banning are things in the shapes of animals, humans, or fruits. And the purpose of that is, well, it's actually twofold. One is so that it's less appealing to children. And the other is to prevent people from just taking off-the-shelf products and spraying them with hash oil. We make all our products from scratch, and the infusion is actually in the product itself, not sprayed on.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so WANA is the name, W-A-N-A. And you mentioned being in Colorado, a lot of other states, though, looking toward legalization. Is there expansion in the future?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. We just launched in Oregon last week, and we're going to be launching in Nevada by the end of the summer. And we're in discussion with people in probably five or six other states plus Canada.
Oh, excellent. All right. So how did you get involved in this industry? What's your background?
Yeah, I always laugh when people ask me that because I always think I should have sort of a better story. But it really was as simple as I knew somebody who was in the industry and I said, oh, that's so incredibly cool. And I'd love to give that a try, which I did. But the truth of the matter is that while it started out as being a little bit happenstance, I've become incredibly passionate about it because I have never done anything else professionally where people regularly seek me out to tell me what a difference my products have made in their life. And so I have become a true believer and very committed to cannabis and cannabis medicine.
If people want to learn more about WANA, do you have websites and Facebook you can tell us about?
I do. You can find us on www.wanabrands.com. And you can also look for WANA on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, hashtag WANA.
Fantastic. Nancy Whiteman is the owner of WANA. And again, WANA Brands, W-A-N-A, brands.com. You can learn more all about the edibles, the extracts, and medicinals that they've got for you now in Oregon, all over Colorado, and coming soon to a state near you.
That's right.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Nancy. We appreciate
your
time. Thank
you, Russ. Appreciate you having me.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.